Have you looked at Philadelphia yet at all, or what do you do?
Yeah, I'll start looking at Philadelphia today, but I've been able to watch some of their games in the primetime games and when they played on Saturday. So, seen a little bit, but definitely have to deep dive here in the next couple of days.
Impressed with their defense?
Yeah, very impressed with their defense. They fly around. They're always in the right spot, and they have some really good players, Pro Bowl caliber players that can make it tough on us.
Adam, in terms of just the euphoric aspect of winning the game, do you kind of try to put that behind you, or do you try to use that as a crest of emotion heading into Philly?
No, let's put it behind us. Yeah, move on. We're pretty much done with that now. We watched the film, a lot of things that we can learn from, and now just on to Philadelphia.
But you don't think as momentum it can kind of build and help you anyway?
No.
So what was the mood when you came in the building this morning for a lift or whatever you had? Like, what was the vibe around here?
Yeah, it was a good vibe. Obviously, anytime you get a win in this league, whether it's regular season or playoffs, it's a good feeling, a lot of smiles and a lot of excitement. So we're gonna feed off that energy for sure. But at the same time, we know how tough this game is going to be, and we know we have to get back to work. So there's a lot of guys that were just ready to get back to work, honestly.
You grew up as a Vikings fan. This franchise kind of been defined by things going wrong in those big moments. To have a moment like that, have you grasped kind of the magnitude of that for the fan base and the people here?
I don't think I have grasped it. You know, just honestly, I don't know. I think we'll be able to reflect on that once the season's over. But right now, we're just excited for this next opportunity, and I think we're just trying to move on as fast as possible so we can prepare as well as we possibly can for this week.
What was your night kind of last night? How much did you celebrate and whatever? I know you're not a super celebrating guy, but what was it like just after the victory? How many hours?
Honestly, that game took a lot out of me, so I was ready just to go lay down and not move and hang out with the family. So that's what I did. Like I said, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, but just kind of laid in bed and thought about the game and all that. I enjoy spending time with family and relaxing.
Adam, Stephon said in the huddle, Case was like, I'm going to give one of you guys a chance. And that's what it is. All year long, Case is the one, it doesn't matter how many seconds are left on the clock, he's going to give you a chance. What can you say about him that even in that pressure, he was thinking that way?
Yeah, no, it's really cool. It's great to have a guy that has trust in us as receivers and knows that if he does give us a chance, we're going to make our best effort to make a play. And I don't think that was just because it was a last-second thing. I think he does that a lot in games where he just throws it up. He knows that we're going to either come down with it or break it up, and we got to continue to make those plays for him to continue to build that trust.
Jeremiah was just saying they talked about it today, and Case goes, I don't even remember what I said in the huddle. He said he'd give us a chance. He's like, it's just so instinctive for him.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, that time in the game, he's a smart football player. He knows that they got to make a play, and that's our only opportunity to win the game. So, he just does a great job of sticking with the game plan and not changing based on what happens throughout the game. Just keep continuing to play and fight, and we feed off that as offensive players.
How many times you watch the replay?
Hundreds. Yeah.
Were we just going over it on your
No,
iPad,
I mean, people tweeting at you and Instagram and just Facebook. You know, you're seeing all people's posts. The Vikings fans were pretty excited about that one, as were we. So I've seen that play quite a bit. And I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing that play for a long time.
What's the best name you've heard for it? I mean, there's a lot floating out there right now. Is there something that's being called in this locker room?
No, we don't talk about that. We just still can't believe it in the locker room, honestly. I woke up this morning and made sure that it wasn't a dream and make sure it was a real deal. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is it a little tougher to turn the page today compared to other Mondays?
No, I don't think so. I think guys came in here ready to go to work and try to get over this as quickly as possible. I think it took a little bit longer yesterday to probably get over it, but no, today I think guys, like I said, are ready. And we know how tough this game is going to be for us, and we know that we still have a long ways to go. So we're going to go and prepare like we do every week.
How difficult would it be for you to go up, catch a pass in that situation, and not just go out of bounds?
Yeah, difficult. That's why I'm glad the situation came down to Diggs, because he's one of the best in the business at catch and run and making great decisions. So obviously he knew that he could take it all the way, and And if he couldn't have, then he would have got out of bounds. But like I said, when you have the game on the line, you want the ball in the best player on your team's hands, and that's what we did.
When you guys break the huddle, what's the best case scenario in your head for what's going to happen?
I don't know. Just I think kind of what Case said. You know, best case for us as receivers is for Case to give us a chance, and then for us to go up and make a play. And like I said, when we break that huddle, we know that if we get open or if we you know, give him some space, he's going to let us make a play.
But are you thinking, let's get 20 yards and try to kick a long field goal?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that was kind of the goal, is catch the ball, get out of bounds as fast as possible, and kick a long field goal. And really, after Diggs caught that first pass to start the drive, I think everybody in the huddle was like, all right, we really got a chance now to get a field goal. So I didn't imagine it playing out the way it did, but I'm glad it did.
You're one win away from the Super Bowl. What, if anything, gives you confidence that you guys are equipped to get this done?
Honestly, I think just, you know, taking everything we've learned throughout the season and try to apply it to this game. All we're worried about right now is this game, and we know how important it is. We know how tough of a team this is and how well coached they are and how many good players they have. So we got a lot of work to do.
What do you remember about the game in Philly last year? And why do you think they were able to shut you guys down a little bit?
Well, personally, I remember it was a tough day for the offense. We couldn't get anything rolling. They're a really tough defense, and we found that out last year. And they're pretty much the same defense this year, if not a lot better. So so we're going to have our work cut out for us, and that's why we got to get over this game and move on and try to prepare starting right now.
Adam, you obviously weren't alive in 1975, but does this Hail Mary make up in any way for the Staubach one in 75 against the Vikings?
No, honestly, nobody in this locker room is thinking about what's happened in the past. We're just trying to worry about right now and trying to win games because, we're not playing to make up for anything. We're just playing to win football games. We're playing for one night in this locker room and the fans.
And you grew up here, you know, do you understand what last night might have done for some of those fans who've seen all that history?
Yeah, I do. But at the same time, we're a completely different team. Where it's different times. Obviously, I'm happy for the fans and being a fan myself. Obviously is a good feeling. But at the same time, it's football. We're going out there to win every game. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past. Doesn't matter what's happened this year. We want to win, and we know that. We know how hard it is to get these opportunities in the playoffs, so we want to take advantage of it and try to make this run go as far as possible.
And you've got older relatives.